There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. We invite you here to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind on the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, looks like more restaurants are closing their doors in Seattle as the minimum wage approaches a big jump to $15 per hour. We can talk about that. You can also bring up whatever you'd like to discuss here. We are also available on Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Tonight on the microphones, it's Ian
and Mark.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. For those of you just tuning in, last hour, Mark, you shared with us a disturbing story of a man in his, was it mid-20s, I think, essentially poisoning his ex-girlfriend with some kind of an abortion pill. And she was 12 weeks into pregnancy at this point. Poisoned her with this abortion pill, and he's now facing 7 years in prison over it. Kind of brought up a larger conversation about, you know, what the family courts might look like in the absence of a government monopoly and just abortion and rights in general. Let's talk to Gary. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN-FM. Hello, Gary.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I was just listening, and that gentleman that was married and his wife got pregnant and wanted to have the abortion and all, and just wanted to throw something out there. It seems like that the whole situation about abortion, you're never going to get this country to come to an agreement on it. So that just needs to be dealt with straight up. But as far as the rights of the woman, it's her body. She should be allowed to decide what's going to happen. That's all fine and well on however you stand on it. But let me just put a scenario out there. You got a man and a woman has consensual sex, and the girl wants to have the abortion, but the boy or the man doesn't. All right. Well, he has no say in the matter because she can go and do whatever she wants to do. But
that's
let's
right.
Reverse it. Let's say that the girl gets pregnant and the woman wants to keep the baby, but the man wants to have the abortion. Well, she can again choose not to have the abortion and have the child, but then she can come after him for child support and all these other issues that just, you know, don't seem right. If it's a two-way street, and I understand how people feel about women and their rights and all this and all that, but men should have some rights as well. It's a two-way street when it comes to consensual sex, and if a pregnancy occurs and they can't come to an agreement on it, then what rights do men have?
Well, the answer is not many, right? I mean,
exactly.
You know, where?
Well, you have the right to get a vasectomy and then not really have to probably worry about those issues in the future. I mean, that's what I did.
Well, but I mean, what if I wanted to have a child in the future, but maybe not under those circumstances? You see, the quandary.
Be very, very careful then.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, look, I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, until you can actually transfer the fetus into the man, you know, if the guy wants to have the baby and she doesn't, then you're pretty much SOL, right? Until a guy can actually carry that baby to term on his own volition, whether it's through the miracle of science in some sort of test tube or like a, you know, what was it, the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
If he could carry that pregnancy in his belly, would she then be able to decide when he aborted it? I mean, I don't think that anybody, male or female, should be forced into an abortion. I think that the real issue comes along when somebody's forced into pregnancy, essentially, and that by our legal system. And I think that that's that's what needs to be addressed.
Gary, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, and that's my whole point, is the fact is there's accountability on both sides. You know, you can get a vasectomy, but then you're kind of, you know, screwing yourself out of anything in the future. But women have to be held accountable to a certain level but for what they do as far as the sexual act goes. And if they have a sexual act and they decide...
There's a lot of accountability on their side, too. Biology gives them a lot of accountability in the sense that they're more likely... You know, they have to deal with the pregnancy one way or the other, no matter what the legal ramifications are, and they also...
Right, they're the ones getting sick in the morning, and you're not.
And also, they have to deal with the issue of... they're more likely to contract venereal diseases than men are. You know, they're receiving as opposed to giving, as it were. So there's consequences on either side. I see the point you're making. It's just that I don't think that women are running around being irresponsible. I think we have a broken legal system that all genders are dealing with.
Hey, Gary, good call. Thanks for making it. Appreciate your thoughts. Let's talk to Nick. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'd like to make a couple of propositions.
All right.
The first one being that man and woman need each other to stay alive on the planet.
All right. I don't think that's true anymore.
I just need food and place to go to sleep. Some water.
As a species.
I can stay alive.
As a species.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, I suppose. Okay. I don't think we have much trouble. The species is growing pretty well.
Well, I get what he's saying. It's a general statement, guess, that this time you need to have men and women having sex to propagate the species. Okay. True.
I think that the male gender has been dropped to the point of irrelevancy. At this point, all we're good for is a paycheck, reaching tall things, lifting heavy objects, and the occasional sexual interlude.
Well, that was part of my second proposition, was that man is a sentient natural resource of labor, and woman is a sentient natural resource of more humans. And the conclusion is that man and woman have some sort of interest in what each other are doing. In other words, a woman, if a man is digging a hole in his backyard to no avail, why wouldn't the woman be saying, can't you be doing something more productive?
I can't imagine
not nagging.
And likewise with the man. If the man has conceived a child with a woman and the woman wants to end the pregnancy, doesn't the man have a certain interest in saying, well, I thought we were going to start a family?
You thought wrong. I mean, yeah, there's an interest, but ultimately you got nothing. I mean,
at some point, one person's going to have to be able to make this decision. Sadly, with the constraints of biology as they exist today, one person has to be able to make a decision. Who's that person going to be?
Nick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. Let's talk to Michael in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello. My question is for Mark, and I'm going back to how the conversation started in the first hour. My question is this. What if the father of the child, in the case that you first cited, is a man committing adultery with a married woman? Are you saying that by paying child support for 18 years, he has assumed his responsibility for having had sex with another man's wife?
Well, I don't think another man has a wife. I think that really the only responsibilities for cheating come on the cheating partner. So I don't think that, for instance, if you and my wife get it on, I have no dispute with you, unless we're friends, in which case we would cease to be friends, perhaps, depending on how the situation goes down. But my dispute would be with my wife. You understand?
Uh-huh. Well, here's the problem with that. You're trying to figure out what the responsibility is for the quality of life on planet Earth, because it all stems from the sex act. And the only entity in the universe that has a right to determine what the responsibility is for the sex act is not you Jerry Falwell types, but the Most High God himself.
I'm not sure how I got to be a Jerry Falwell.
Yeah,
type.
What do we have anything to do with Jerry Falwell?
You sound exactly like him. You're making up your own rules just like he made them up. He had no respect for what the Bible says. He was out here trying to save...
Well, you just said that God got to make a decision. Now you're saying the Bible gets to make a decision. Which is it?
No, I said God makes the decision.
Well, then which is it? So why do I care what the Bible says if God makes the decision?
Because God clearly authorized the writers of the Bible to write what they wrote.
I don't think that's very clear.
Yeah, I'm not sure how clear that is either, because there's been a lot of different Bibles with different translations and interpretations.
There's other holy books that claim to speak for God, too.
If there's something in this world that is unclear, I would say the Bible falls in that category.
God, the most spoken-for entity in the universe.
All right, there's more on the way here. Thanks, Michael, for the call. 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about I don't really want to talk about abortion. God's fun to talk about, though. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The seaweed. The kelp.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
Talk Live. More here now with you. If you want to call in, bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or we can talk about the stuff that we've been discussing, the issue of this guy poisoning his ex-girlfriend with some kind of an abortion pill in a smoothie, which apparently was successful. The baby, she had a miscarriage, and now he may be facing 7 years in prison. There's been several threads that have come off of that. I'm not going to recap them all, but you're welcome to comment on whatever you like here at 855-453 or via Skype at username lrn.fm.
Many people are concerned about the U.S. economy, the direction that the government's going. Some of their solutions are to leave the country, give up their citizenship. If you want to take perhaps a less radical tack, you might consider just having sort of a bug-out space outside of the country. I think that's the idea behind FortGault.com. Fort Gault is not some kind of vast estate in a foreign country or anything like that. This is really much more like a condo building or a ski resort that has some really cool amenities, a maker space full of tools and a restaurant and a bunch of places to relax and socialize. The living spaces are rather small at FortGault.com. But it gives you a space, and they'll also give you the opportunity to rent those that same space out when you're not using it. So it's a sort of a functional hotel to some extent, too. Go check it out. I think it's really worth it. They've got some great-looking videos there that you can look at FortGault.com. It's a well-put-together website. I think you'll be as impressed as I am with the way it's put together. There's only room for 100 people in this project. By the way, it's in the south of Chile, and it's FortGault.com, F-O-R-T. GALT.com.
Let's go to the phones and the fun, where ladies come first here. Allie is in Aberdeen, Washington, listening to KBKW. Hello, Allie.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, I only heard your last caller because I drove down to Starbucks. But anyway, I'm sitting here in the parking lot, and you were talking about the Lord. So I like to talk about the Lord, and I was going to share with you what he's been talking to me about, and that's the Four Blood Moon.
I didn't talk anything about a Lord. I was talking about God. I mean, I don't see a God as anything separate
Lord
from
God
me. So,
one.
Lord sounds
God
like somebody who's ruling
gods
over you. Hmm?
The Lord God is many. I think of him as the creator. But my God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's many gods. There's many gods that people worship. Some of them worship the American Idol. But the thing the Lord's been talking to me about is the Four Blood Moons. And this month I wanted to tell everybody. I called you 2 years ago. I don't know if you remember me. But I was telling you about those Four Blood Moons. And
don't they have a shirt with some wolves on it? Is that related? The
I don't think so,
moon?
No.
No, okay.
No.
What's a Four Blood Moon? What does that mean?
Well, we have blood moons all the time. It's an orangish-red moon. But the Four Blood Moons that I'm talking about are the ones that, over a course of 2 years, are on Passover, which is the spring. And it's going to be April 4th will be the third one in this tetrad. Tetrad means four.
Uh-huh.
But this month, March 20th,
tetrad means
a solar eclipse.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, four in Hebrew means earth, completion. Like 40 means testing and trial. Eight means new beginnings.
What's
going to
happen?
She's right, by the way, Mark. Tetrad does.
Okay, great. I've never heard it before.
So, yeah, what's happening here? So you're saying there's been four blood moons within a certain time frame, and that means something to you?
It does. The thing that sets these apart is there's only been three before. We're in the midst of one right now. There was the first tetrad, which it takes a course of 2 years, was 1492 and 1493. And they have to be on Passover and then the fall feast of Sukkot or Feast of Tabernacles, then Passover and then that. And then again, and a blood moon, God put signs, it says, and I know you don't, well, I don't know if you know the Bible, but in Genesis it talks about how the sun, the moon, the stars are like signals. And the Hebrew word is O-W-T-H, oath. And in the Bible, it talks about how when there was the flood, the Lord Creator put the rainbow in the sky to, as a reminder, he would never destroy this creation with a flood.
I'm really interested in what light spectrum worked like before that.
Well, do you remember?
Let's not get off track here, Mark. It's difficult enough to really understand where she's coming from.
Sorry.
So let's see if we can kind of compress the story here. So four blood moons.
I was saying
of the day about, like, when you were in junior high and high school, you learned about the continental drift, where the land looked like, we don't know, it's a theory, that at one time, if you look at it, all the continents looked like they were one land mass.
Pangea.
Drifting apart. You remember
good
that
theory.
From high school?
Yeah, that's a good theory.
Sure. I don't know whether it's a good theory or not.
It seemed plausible.
I tend to believe the scientists that they say it.
Well, you know, the Jewish people were some of the first astrology people, and that's why astronomers is the word they want, because...
this does sound a little bit like astrology, but you still haven't gotten to the point. I'm going to try to have to hurry you along here. We do want to talk to other people, but I do want to understand what the relevance of these four blood moons is. What do you think?
What's going to happen?
Well, I know that the solar eclipse, it's going to be a full solar eclipse on March 20th, is to the Gentile nations, and that's us. We're not Israel. We're the Gentile nations, and God is going to be speaking to the people on earth.
How's he going to do that?
March 20th. Well, he sent the Holy Spirit to earth when Jesus was here, God's Son.
So I can just expect to hear something in my head?
Well, I don't know if you ever received the Lord, because if you don't have the revelation that Jesus or Yeshua is God's Son, then you may not have the Holy Spirit. But the people who do have the Holy Spirit...
So you've been talking to God. You said you've been talking to God.
But I'm a Gentile, too.
Hold on. You said you've been talking to God, so you've kind of gotten advance notice on this, but you're saying that other people are going to be encountering God or the Holy Spirit on March 20th? Is that what you said?
I said that the people who have the Holy Spirit who believe that Yeshua, or Jesus is the Greek, is the Son of God, they were sent the Holy Spirit when he left Earth. He was only here for 33 years, and then he died on the cross. And he said, you wait, and I will send you the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. The people who have the Holy Spirit that are on earth, and it's his Holy Spirit is all
now,
over
this
earth.
Always happens. You're getting off the subject. Are you saying this always happens with the four blood moons? Is that when God comes back to speak to people?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows when he's
How do you
back.
Know?
We only know by appointed times and the signs he gave in the book of Matthew. Was the chief...
Are you saying the last time the four blood moons happened, which was in the 1400s or something, that God did not speak?
That was the last time. That was the first time. That was the first tetrad.
The first time.
The second.
Why do you think that March 20th is going to be the date that God comes to speak to people?
It's a solar eclipse, and I'm just taking it from a Hebrew perspective. We don't think that way in the Western world, but in the Middle East, God gave the sun, the moon, the stars to speak to us.
All right, I've heard enough. Thanks for the call, Allie. You're repeating yourself. Thank you. 855-450-FREE.
I'm just
going to
follow God on Twitter.
Mark, you is it God on Twitter?
Oh, yeah,
God's
on Twitter.
God?
Absolutely.
Is it Twitter slash God or Twitter slash God?
You just look him up, God.
Okay.
On Twitter. I mean, really, this whole Holy Spirit thing clearly can be misinterpreted, right? I haven't heard about these blood moons up to this point.
Yeah,
I was raised a Christian.
You were raised a Christian. You went to Christian school, and you read the Bible a number of times in your adult life as well.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, yes, I did. I read it three times.
You didn't catch anything about the blood moon.
No,
I mean, there's a lot going on in there. So
there is. It's this big, complicated book.
Looked it over.
It can get a little boring at times, too.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Do you believe that, lady? We're coming up here. You can also bring up whatever you want. For real. It's Free Talk Live, Saturday show.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy.
until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to dial toll-free here. It's live Saturday edition of the show. We're live 7 nights a week, by the way. You can always grab archives galore over at freetalklive.com. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Want to invite you to check out ProXPN. That is one way to protect yourself, and it's an important one, to protect yourself online. It is a VPN provider that's a virtual private network. Their network's global, by the way, so you can connect to different locations all around the globe and protect yourself because, well, first of all, they encrypt your data. So everything coming in and out of your computer is encrypted by ProXPN, which means that if you're, let's say, sitting at a coffee shop and you're on your Wi-Fi, your laptop or your handheld device, somebody could be sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets. If you aren't encrypting all of your data, then some of those packets are going to be unencrypted, and they could be possibly revealing usernames and passwords and things like that. So you want to protect yourself. ProXPN can do that, and with their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, private torrenting ability, plus you can get past regionally blocked websites with ProXPN.com/FTL. You go there, download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android, plus Linux. ProXPN.com/FTL, and they protect you from people sniffing Wi-Fi packets, your ISP saving your surfing history, governments possibly snooping as well. So this is very, very useful. Yeah, there's a good chance of that. But if you've got Pro XPN, there's a much smaller chance of that. Plus, you can always combine Pro XPN with other technologies like Tor for extra super anonymity factors. So proxpn.com/FTL, use code promo code FTL50, and you'll save 50% off the price of their annual account, which, by the way, that savings lasts as long as you keep the account. So when your first year renewal comes up, you'll get the same great price from Pro XPN. It breaks the price down to about $5 per month when you use code FTL50. And, by the way, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but your privacy, so don't wait. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Zoe is listening in Charleston, West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Sorry.
Hi, Zoe.
My call's not going to be as entertaining as Allie's because I want to go back to the abortion thing, so sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah. Well, I'm a 33-year-old mom who has been on birth control since I was 16 because I did not want to have a kid or have to face the abortion right or wrong issue. And then we accidentally had a break, had a kid. And I guess my partner, when he was in his early 20s, got his girlfriend then at the time. They, together through consensual sex, got pregnant.
Okay.
And she did not want the kid, and without really talking to him about it, had an abortion. And as someone who has myself never wanted a child, but had a child, and I do the depo shot with the birth control where it's every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
We actually went in to get the shot, and I took a plan B, and I had a negative birth or a negative pregnancy test that was a blood test, and yet I was still pregnant. It was in that small window where he was alive enough that the plan B didn't kill him, but he was not alive enough that he showed up on the birth control test.
Interesting.
So I went
Whoa.
3 months later. Yeah. So I went in 3 months later. I was like, oh, I think I'm pregnant, but I can't because I took the plan B and I'm on the birth control. But I went in 3 months later to get my shot, and they did another test, and I was pregnant. So
unusual circumstances.
Yes. I mean, he just wanted to, he's a bad, I don't know if you can say ass on air, but he's a cool kid. I mean, he wanted to live. And so
it's a miracle,
there,
right? I mean, you tried to kill him, he lived through it.
Well, it's incredible. And the thing is that we're not having another kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep thinking about the fact that my partner had a child at one point that he wanted to keep, and she didn't. And so our little boy had a brother or a sister, and now he doesn't have a brother or sister because one parent wanted to love the child and keep the child and make the child grow, and the other parent didn't want the child and didn't want the child to grow. And I think that that's what it is, because as a woman who has never wanted to be pregnant and who had to go through a pregnancy, we had a natural birth at home in a pool. It was awesome. There was no pain. It was me and the midwife and the doula and Adam, and he went to work at the bike shop. He owns a mountain bike shop. And, you know, it was just time, and we had the kid, and it was great. We had Kentucky Fried Chicken afterwards, you know.
This is a nice story.
And I think with abortion, whether or not it's legal or not, a dad should have the right to bring a kid into the world. Because, you know, if a dad has the heart and the love to do it.
But that would mean that the dad would have to be able to somehow stop the lady from controlling her own body. And that just doesn't make sense, right?
Well,
he's got the right to bring a kid into the world, but you got to find someone else who agrees.
I think it's a very sad circumstance,
Talk
but I don't
about
have a solution for it.
Talk about this stuff with your girlfriends. If you have a conversation with your girlfriend or boyfriend and they say, I don't want a kid,
right,
and you want a kid, you should probably end the relationship.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing, is that they didn't want a kid. But then when faced with the issue, that's the thing, is that sometimes your plans, you're like, I do not want a kid. And then all of a sudden you have a kid, and you're like, shoot. You know, we have a kid, and then you're faced with a decision. It's that life and death decision. I'm a veteran. People know sometimes you have a life and death decision, and you have to pull the trigger or not. And sometimes when there are two people involved, as a woman who went through pregnancy, yeah, it sucks. Yes, she at some point needs to take responsibility for her actions and understand that in her actions, she had sex with a man. and that both of them 50-50 brought a life into the world.
And unfortunately, you don't get a 50-50 decision to get rid of the life.
It's
and I understand
50-50.
The desire to have that, but it's just never going to be that way, right? Like, because she controls her own body, and if she wants to go out and, you know, get a back alley abortion, there's nothing that he can do about that. So I think the only thing you can do is use discretion.
Moral. That's true. Discretion.
That's true. That's
where I sit on it, on the issue, too.
And Zoe, thank you for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I think it is very common for people to switch over their opinions, as you know.
Under the circumstances?
No, when they have kids. Once they've had a kid, that they're likely to change their opinion when it comes to the whole abortion conversation. That's what happened to me. I think that they see the value. It really strikes them from an emotional standpoint. They see the value in this little being that didn't exist not too long ago, and they see the sort of fragility of it, and it just seems appalling to end those things.
Yeah, I can understand where that's coming from, but I can also empathize with the person who sees the value in continuing on in their life without having a kid.
Oh, I can see. I understand it. I used to, you used to feel the same way.
Yeah,
but
that's why I got a vasectomy, because I see no value in having children when I don't plan to have them. And when you have a vasectomy, then you are in total control of that. And if you want to have kids, you can just go and adopt one anytime you darn well please.
There's plenty of guys paying child support for children that aren't theirs.
That's a good point, and that's a huge, huge problem. With the system. There's more coming up here. You can, of course, bring up anything you want. Carson's in Macon, Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Carson.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I love the show.
Welcome. Go ahead, sir.
Just to touch on the abortion, would it not make sense to, reach the common ground of we judge life and death by a heartbeat? Would it not make sense to judge the life by being able to detect that heartbeat?
There's lots of things that that live without hearts.
That's true. I haven't given it that much thought.
I think a heartbeat. The heartbeat is one of the things that sort of comes earliest in gestation for humans, and oftentimes I think it's like 14 days, 17 days. It's a relatively short period of time, and many times that heartbeat will refer to by pro-life people, but. Frankly, as far as I'm concerned, that when that zygote splits into two cells, that it's still got 46 chromosomes.
Right, I completely agree with you. My main topic for calling though was privatized police force.
Great, stand by. We'll get to it here. Hang on, Carson. We'll bring you back for that. 855-450-FREE. Anything to get us away from abortion. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on the live Saturday.
You wanted the topic, man.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. PocketPowerPlus9.com. Coupon code FTL.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Ryland, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring up what you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number, and you can join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way if you like. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And don't forget that coming up, the Texas Bitcoin Conference, it's right around the corner. We're 2 weeks away at this point. So 2 weeks from tonight, Mark, you and I are going to be broadcasting live from Austin, Texas at the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It'll be happening at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th. Keynote speakers will include George Gilder, who is a world-famous investor, economist, and author, plus Simbala Nair, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology. Jason King, David Johnston, Robert Murphy, Anthony DiOrio, Charlie Shrem, and others. Go and get the details and get signed up at TexasBitcoinConference.com. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Use code FTL. You'll save $25 off the already affordable $150 price point. So go and grab your discount. Courtesy of Free Talk Live, just use code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com. You won't want to miss the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon, which will be happening during the Texas Bitcoin Conference, plus the networking, getting to meet the movers and shakers in the Bitcoin universe. These events are great, and we were at the first one, actually, last year, broadcasting Free Talk Live from that event. We'll be back this year at the new location for it, right in the heart of downtown Austin, the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 28th and 29th. Don't forget to use code FTL and get a discount on your tickets. Let's go to Carson. He's back with us here in Macon, Georgia. Carson, go ahead. You had another topic that you wanted to discuss, so jump on in there.
Yeah, thank you. I got a bit off topic. I was actually wanting to get your perspective on privatized police force. I read an article... Some small town in Texas actually dissolved their local police department and hired a private security firm. That particular security firm had analyzed the crime and targeted those specific areas and supposedly reduced crime by 60%. I see an advantage as there's no government bureaucracy to hide behind. No no way to...
No legitimacy of the badge, too. You know, at that point,
exactly.
They're essentially private citizens operating, trying to keep people safe, therefore operating in a way that they don't have this unaccountability that what we call, not sovereign immunity, but qualified immunity, that many government bureaucrats have, including police officers. So I think that there's advantages in that way.
I see the same advantages. Just something doesn't strike me. Just doesn't sit well with me about a privatized police force, though.
Here's what doesn't sit well with me about it. What doesn't sit well with me is that whenever the government privatizes something, it's always handed. They hand a monopoly. Excuse me. They hand the operation of a monopoly, which is whatever the government service was, whether it's privatizing a road or privatizing the police or you fill in the blanks. They hand that monopoly over to a private company, and there are definitely things I think that make it better than having it the government run that monopoly. But it's still a monopoly, and that's what makes me uncomfortable about it. It's a monopoly being granted to one corporation, and that's not okay. It's not true market competition, and as long as that monopoly isn't subject to competition and it's not subject to the market signals of being able to have customers leave, because that's the ultimate market signal, is I'm out of here, I don't appreciate the service you've given me, I don't want to come back to Walmart or Target or whatever store or product that it is that you might be buying in the marketplace. This is a product that you will still be forced to buy. It's being run by a private company now, so you could argue that it is a slightly more accountable, but it's still a monopoly.
And the private company, it doesn't take that much to put together a security company. There's lots of them in America.
But if you do that right now, you'll be arrested for creating a gang.
No, you can put together a security company.
If you compete with the police.
Hold on. Ian, let me finish what I'm saying here, is the town or county or whatever can hire another agency relatively quickly if they don't like that. So there is a modicum of competition in the marketplace. Also,
only a modicum, though.
The private organization is competing against just reinstituting a police department, too. So
that's true.
So competition exists. I'm not going to call it good or perfect or anything, because people have a difficulty opting out. But the organization of the town, there's competition for the placement as security agency.
That much is true. But if it's a good old boy network, then there's probably not much competition there at all. It was probably given to some buddies, some city council member's pal was likely the person who got the deal. So, Carson, I share your concerns. Anything else you want to share with us?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate that. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's like the argument with charter schools and, education vouchers. You don't have the option of not paying property taxes for education, but people do have the option as to where they're going to send their kids to school. So, there's some competition, and it has resulted in some better things.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to, I think we got Melvin. He's in Alabama, in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, guys. You all have a great show, man.
Thanks. Go ahead.
I really appreciate the callers, too. I hope this doesn't sound too dumb, but a friend of mine and I are very curious about when we encounter people from the Middle East down here in Alabama. At the service station, I don't know, I don't know if it's like that in your part of the country or not, but most of these people seem to be from the Middle East, the way you get your gas and whether they're Iranians or Indians or Iraqis or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we were concerned about, we assume that these people, we know that they're originally from the Middle East. Okay, we're under the impression that the Jews are originally from the Middle East. Why are they white? And the rest of these people, you see this color in their skin. I have a two-part question. Why are the Jews, if we're talking to Jews, why do they look like regular white people, but the other people from that part of the world seem to have color in their skin? And why do so many people around the world seem to have so many problems with the Jews or don't like them? I hope you all can help me with that.
Okay, so the first question, I've actually talked to other Jews. I'm Jewish by just dint of some genetics. but not wholly Jew. The one of the theories is Ashkenazis. This is the white Jews, because there's also Sephardic Jews, which is basically says they look like Middle Eastern. Sephardic was that. That's what that means. So Ashkenazi Jews. One of the theories is they interbred and just decided to continue the calling themselves Jewish. They moved to Europe and interbred, and that's why they're white. I think that seems like the most reasonable choice. Some Ashkenazis will claim, no, we didn't do that. In fact, we are a special tribe of Jews that happen to be a little lighter skinned. And, that's the other theory. So I'm going to take choice one, but I just wanted to present choice two. Why don't people like Jews? Some people. Yeah, some people don't like Jews because I would say that integration has been an issue over time. Many times, people are different. People have always disliked people that are different. So many times, Jews, since they have a different religion and often dress differently, they don't integrate well.
I would say that, thankfully I don't encounter this. I don't know anyone in my life who is bigoted in that way. So, I don't have any personal
I'm talking about historically, not experience currently. With it.
Well, there's still people currently who don't like them. And a lot of reason why some people don't like a certain type of person, whether it be their religion or their skin color, usually just has to do with something as simple as they were raised by some bigoted parents. And it was just passed down year after year. And it all stems from what you pointed out, Mark, is that at some point somebody said, those folks over there are different from us. We should hate them. And I don't think there's really any really intelligent answer to that question as far as, why do people hate, fill in the blank.
Well, their neighbors, the neighboring countries to Israel.
Yes, sir.
Those people seem to have a problem with them. Wouldn't you agree?
Who has a problem with who?
Palestinians.
The neighboring countries around Israel. I thought back in the early, mid-40s, whatever, Israel ripped up on several of those countries or in a war or some
yes.
war, I remember.
Well, the problem
there's been a few wars. And
don't confuse a problem with a government with a problem with a religion or a group, a race or something like
right.
that.
Right. So I was answering a different question. I didn't realize that we were talking about Israel. I thought we were talking about just sort of people that were ethnically Jewish. So with Israel, basically some politicians after World War II decide we need to divide the Middle East up into areas, and they say this is the spot for the Jews, and gave it to the Jews. Now that's a little, I can understand why some people might not like that. If somebody comes along and says your house belongs to somebody else, you're probably not going to like that. Now, if that somebody else won't give it back to you, you might come to disagree with that person and hate them or something like that. And that's really what happened there.
Melvin, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've got plenty of time. An entire hour remains on this live Saturday edition of the program. It is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Plus, we've got Skype. Skype on in at username lrn.fm. We're coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davy Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.